hands they start up. Each and every day I saw another one just the other night.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We just came back from a set of all Pavement-related music celebrating the 40th anniversary of their 1994 release, Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain.
So we came back from probably, in terms of the mainstream attention, their best-known song, certainly the one that I think most people identify with the group, which was Cut Your Hair. As we talked about, it was this really great send-off about the trappings of pretension that were happening in alterno rock at the time, and despite the edgier aesthetics, it was no more depth, no more insightful than the type of vapid hair metal that preceded it, and that's exactly what that song was alluding to. From a great concert that they performed during a BBC session, we heard a live version of Cut Your Hair from 714 Studios in the BBC. Before that, we heard a song that was fantastic that also pointed towards some umbrage they had with the alterno rock scene at the time, but this one was an early version before some of the more, how should I say, incisive lyrics came about to be added to it. We heard an original demo version of the song Range Life. You can find that off of the deluxe edition of that record that dropped 10 years after its release in 2004, Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain, LA's Desert Origins. And, you know, let's not trip around this. Like, let's not, you know, walk around eggshells. What are the bands they were critiquing in that song? Smashing Pumpkins and Stone Temple Pilots.
Two of the more popular bands at the time.
Definitely. And you know what? I still think you can like those bands in, like, Pavement, but I think they really drew a line in the sand saying, don't lump everything as alterno rock. Yeah. We're different from these groups, and I think this song, with its country rock sound, was also trying to highlight that, to show it wasn't all just crunching, distorted guitars. There were other elements to what were alternative rock and indie rock, and influences that range from the Rolling Stones to REM on that album and on that particular song.
Yeah. And then we heard a pair of tracks from the album proper, Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain, like from the official versions from the album that came out all the way back in 94. We heard Unfair, and then we also heard the second track on the album, Elevate Me Later, to elevate us at the beginning of that set, actually.
Oh, very, very clever. Now, again, a great guitar rock record. I think the intertwining guitar lines between Stephen Malkmus and Scott Canberg are amongst the best. I compared it a little bit to Marquee Moon and to Exile on Main Street, and I do feel those analogies hold up. Do yourself a favor, if you haven't really listened to the album Or if you haven't listened to it in a while, put it on. It's a great release. And we'll just leave this album alone in just a moment after we give a quick little anecdote about the album artwork itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because Pavement were a fan of collage works, so this itself is just a number of different collage pieces from magazines and from band publications that formed the album artwork. But they're due to this was a printing error on the back of the album, if you want to talk about that a little bit, Dave.
Yes. So there was a printing error that made the song Silence Kit. Wait, no.
It made it Silence Kit. Originally, the song was
called something else.
Is Silence Kid.
Yeah.
But there was an ink splot on there due to the type of collage work that was done at the back. And it looked like it was a cross going through the line. So people mistakenly referred to the song as Silence Kit with a T. And this was something the band kind of played up as an inside joke until it was revealed later on that, no, this is actually erroneous. It really is Silence Kid. And, you know, there's also been many jokes from Pavement fans and the band about Stephen Malkmus's handwriting regarding this. With that said, though, it's a neat little bit of trivia from a fantastic record. Again, highly recommended if you haven't listened to it, or if you haven't listened to it in some time, well worth checking out.
We should also mention, it hasn't been changed even on the reissue, so it still looks like Silence Kit to me.
I hope it never changes.
Anyways, that was a great set there. A really great and very important album in the history of alternative music and indie rock. We're going to continue next with the next two sets. Two very also important musicians for different reasons. Both had a very wide ranging influence. The next set we're going to actually do is in tribute to Dex Rahmauer, who passed away recently. Now, originally he was from North Carolina. And He's been in numerous bands, even before Flat Duo Jets. I believe he was in a different band as well. But Flat Duo Jets was very unique because, yes, they had the whole rockabilly, country, even surf. They played a lot of surf songs in their sound, but the way they played it was not like any other band before them. Now, you can say, yes, there's comparisons to maybe bands like the Cramps, and they did tour with them, but nothing, they're not the same. They were also, I think, one of the first duos. No bass, guitar, drums, vocals. That's it.
Yes, which would have a profound influence on a number of musicians, including one of their biggest fans, Jack White, that I think would foment the whole idea of what the White Stripes were going to be based off of this lineup.
Yeah, and they made a lot of music. They eventually became part of the Athens, Georgia scene. They were seen as outsiders, but also their shows were quite chaotic and energetic. And they put out a lot of records. And, you know, their first couple records were really raw, including their very first self-titled record, which was just recorded in a garage.
Mm-hmm.
But they had several EPs and singles. And a very notable album that is quite good in their discography is Go Go Harlem Baby. This was originally released in 91, but was reissued by Third Man Records in 2011. They have a lot of great and hidden gems in their discography. So we're going to play a selection of those. And also we should mention, Dex Rahmauer didn't just do Flat Duo Jets. He made a lot of music under his own name with different groups. And of course, the Dex Rahmauer duo, who played for many years, it was Dex and his sister Sarah, who's also a musician. And then they actually even put out a song, a single for Third Man Records for their Blue series.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hear one of those songs. Jack White is featured on both sides in different incarnations, just backing vocals on the track we're going to hear, I believe. Maybe some guitar. So we're going to get started. We're going to play a selection of tracks from the discography, starting off with one of their early releases, 1985's In Stereo. Now, when I was going back listening to this release, which is more like an EP, this song really stuck out. Also, it's the intro to it was the first song on the record. So we're going to start off with their version of Riot in Cell Block Number 9, and we'll come back after this set, talk a little bit more maybe about Dex Rahmauer and the influence of his music and the Flat Duo Jets. But let's get to it. This is Riot in Cell Block Number 9 from Flat Duo Jets here on Revolution Rock, in tribute to Dex Rahmauer.
Riot in Cell Block Number 9. 1953, well, I was serving time for armed robbery. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was waiting in my cell. I heard a call, I heard somebody yell. Hello, warden said, come out with your hands up in the air. You don't stop this riot, you's all gonna get the share. Garfield Jones, it's too late to quit. Faster dynamite, don't give me no shit. Well, across the prison down, it spread like fire across the prison floor. Starface Jones, it's too late to quit. I love the woman, and you know it too.
Whatever. Oh, yeah. Wow. You really like this, don't you? Okay. Gonna be
time, apple blossom time, apple blossom, baby, baby, apple blossom time. Now,
listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Key.
David Key, and I'm Adam Peel.
Yes.
That's not true.
No, that's not true at all. Yeah. But we do love Key and Peel, as should you. And we just came back from a set there of music in tribute to Dex Weber, who passed away recently. We ended off with a track from Dex Weber duo featuring Jack White. And this was put out through Jack White's Blue, a Third Man Records series.
Mm-hmm.
And he has had a few different series focusing on different types of genres and artists. And this was one that he's a Big fan of Dex, and obviously...
And the blues, in case you couldn't tell.
I didn't know that.
No.
But also, the Flat Duo Jets, obviously you hear them and you go, well, I could see how the White Stripes might have been influenced by this, and they were directly influenced by it. But anyways, we heard the track from the single of the same name, The Wind Did Move. This came out in 2017, and what a great like little hidden track in his discography, and one that was fairly recent. Dex actually did put out a new album, I believe, with the duo last year.
Yes, and I know there was also one in 2017 as well by Flat Duo Jets. So, you know, he was still making music very recently before his untimely passing.
I believe the Flat Duo Jets might have been some sort of compilation. But anyways, he did play with them in different iterations.
Yeah.
And we heard a bunch of tracks with the Flat Duo Jets. Now, they did start out and are primarily known for being a two-piece, but they did eventually add bass into their sound, stand-up bass, and it would be an off-and-on thing throughout.